I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. If you live and work in Venezuela, well, get ready for a nice break over Easter. President Hugo Chavez has decided to give workers there 3 extra days off, the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday after Easter. Venezuelans already had next Thursday and Friday off. It's not just a nice gesture. It's to save energy, or specifically electricity. Oil-rich Venezuela is in the midst of a severe energy crisis. Will Grant is the BBC's Venezuela correspondent. He's in Washington today, having just arrived from Caracas. So what's the deal, Will? Intuitively, because of Venezuela's oil wealth, you'd think that it's a country without any energy problems.
You might be forgiven for thinking that. You're right, Marco. But this is a country that is the 5th biggest oil producer in the world. But domestic electricity production is hydroelectric driven and always has been, or certainly for many decades, long before Mr. Chavez came to power. What's the problem with hydroelectric? Well, it's obviously clean and renewable, and that's great. But of course, when you're hit by a drought, that's a big problem. Mm. Venezuela is currently suffering its biggest drought in probably 50 years. And the one dam, which provides around 70% of Venezuela's energy, domestic energy, is at critically low levels. The consequence then is that Mr. Chavez has extended this Easter holiday in an effort to reduce the costs of government buildings, to reduce the running costs of pretty much the whole country, and essentially to save energy.
And so what kind of savings are we talking about in electricity usage by giving these Venezuelan workers a few extra days off?
It's hard to say. I mean, certainly the decree from government, or certainly from Mr. Chavez recently, is that major industrial users are expected to cut their usage by around 20%, or they'll be facing big sanctions. That is actually already in place. Many other users, domestic users, are also facing sanctions and fines unless they cut their usage too. Quite what the saving will be of this extended holiday is very hard to judge, but certainly the government think it's well worth putting in place. Indeed, banks have already started warning that you need to get your business done before the end of the day on Friday if you want to see any transfers or so on take place, because there really will be no banks functioning for the entirety of the coming week.
What do Venezuelans do in Caracas generally over Easter? I mean, do they party? Do they crank up stereo systems and fridges for cold beer? I mean, will these savings be kind of offset by what's happening at home?
That is very much part of a typical Easter weekend, or rather Easter week now in Venezuela. There's a lot of people on the beaches. There's a lot of cold beers in fridges. And it is a moment that Venezuelans traditionally take to relax and get out of large cities such as Caracas, Valencia and Barcelona, big cities in Venezuela, and head generally to the beaches. That said, the government must think this is going to work. They must believe that this is a saving worth making by closing businesses on those other working days that they otherwise would have been functioning, and that the off-duty Venezuela is actually cheaper to run than the on-duty Venezuela. I think it remains to be seen, however.
Mm. But Thursday after next, all these people will be going back to work. What does President Chavez say he needs in order to fix this energy crisis, aside from more water, you know, going through the dams?
That's pretty much it. Rain. The country is definitely praying for more rain, and I'd say it goes beyond Mr. Chavez on that front. The drought is very, very severe. The opposition blame the current situation on a lack of infrastructural investment by Mr. Chavez in electricity infrastructure. But to be fair to Mr. Chavez, this drought is not something that he necessarily could have predicted, and it is very, very severe. As somebody who lives day to day in Caracas, it does affect daily life. There are regular water shortages, and the heat is really beginning to affect the city. There is a large national park behind Caracas called El Avila National Park, and for several days now it's been in flames, flames caused partly by the dry weather.
Will Grant, based in Caracas, Venezuela, for the BBC. Will, thanks for speaking with us.
Very welcome.